take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, and along with my wife and business partner, Jan, we're your hosts of Auto Talk each and every Saturday at noon right here on WHIO's Ask the Expert Weekend. We're also the owners of Murphy's Auto Care in Beaver Creek and in Centerville, Ohio. Murphy's Auto Care has been serving our community for almost 30 years now. We're open at both of our locations Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at both locations to serve you and your family's vehicle service needs. Check us out at murphysautocare.com or on Facebook or Instagram, as well as YouTube. And every one of these programs is also a fresh podcast each and every Monday. So you can catch us there if you miss the show. So we try to be out there and at least share all of this program with you in many, many formats. And hopefully that helps you. Please remember, Murphy's Auto Care and Auto Talk is committed to your vehicle safety, dependability, and that's about how we help you save money with your vehicles. Let's face it, vehicles, your car, your truck, your whole fleet of vehicles, they're your second largest investment in your family's budget or your company's budget typically. So we're here to help you understand that, maybe navigate repairs, maintenance, sales, purchases of those vehicles in any way we can. So please let us know. Hey, today's show is a pre-recorded show, but don't worry, we're going to be here a whole hour today with you. And if you'd like to reach me or you have comments or would like to share ideas, it's really simple. Just go to our website, which is murphysautocare.com. Click on the contact tab. You can hit comments and you can write to me there. Or you can just go to my email, dave@murphysautocare.com. I'd be happy to respond to you very quickly with whatever your thoughts are. And we do appreciate your input. I share almost everything that I get from listeners here on this program, and I appreciate that. So please reach out to me and let me know. We have a saying, most businesses have customers. At Murphy's Auto Care, your family, and that's why relationships matter to everyone on our team. So check us out if you're not familiar with us. We'd love to get to know you and meet you, but we're Murphy's Auto Care. We're also the host right here of Auto Talk. And so at any rate, let's get going here. Let's get going with the program. I want to thank you very much for joining us today and every Saturday you're here with us. The goal of our show, of Auto Talk, is to help our listeners understand their vehicles better and more thoroughly and to help you all find and build a great relationship with a local trusted auto repair or maintenance provider. So if you're here to learn how to fix your car, that's probably not what we're going to do. I'm certainly capable of talking you through a lot of different situations. I am a master certified automotive mechanic. I have been for over 40 years. We have multiple master techs on our staff at our locations. But the purpose, again, of Auto Talk is to help you just better understand your vehicle. Because we find when we speak to our customers, there's a whole lot of things they're just not aware of. And cars have changed so much. Trucks have changed. Any vehicle has changed dramatically. It continues to change daily, literally, folks. I think that's what makes it exciting for all of us in our business, but it's also a challenge as well. So we know it's got to be a big challenge for all of you at times when things just happen or change on your vehicle. So that's what Auto Talk is all about. So I always like to kind of give you a little bit of an idea of what we're going to talk about on the program today. Because we sure hope you'll stick around with us for the whole hour. We have a lot of ground to cover, and we're excited about that. I'm going to talk a little bit about automotive history back from 1994 and 95, just a few little excerpts, and I'll cover that. Hey, we want to talk about what's going on right now. School's back in session, and what that may mean for you and your family. Got a couple things we want to share with you about why perhaps an estimate may, or a guesstimate, we'll call it, we're going to talk about that, may vary from shop to shop. So that and a whole lot more. You don't want to miss it. Don't go anywhere. We are here today. I'm Dave Murphy, as I said, from Murphy's Auto Care. And I'm just going to jump into this right now. You know, school is back in session. We've been back now about 2.5 weeks in most areas. And I think everybody's probably gotten used to seeing all the buses back on the road. And maybe in your community, a lot of children actually are walking to school. Hopefully that awareness now has come back. So if you're driving the morning rush or the afternoon, either to pick your children up or you're after work, you're looking out for kids, right? And got to keep in mind as well, you know, each and every school season, a lot of new drivers who young kids have gotten their license over the summer or maybe just back in the spring, they're driving to school now as well. So you got, you know, a lot of stuff going on each and every year as school starts, kids getting off and on buses and, you know, life's just busy, but you got new drivers on the road and hopefully they're being very, very aware and very, you know, not on cell phones, hopefully. But I just wanted to share with everybody how important it is to raise your awareness at certain times of the year. And I personally think this is one of those times of the year. For everybody, just slow it down a little bit. Try to give yourself a few more minutes as you run about your errands about town and give everybody a little bit of a break, right? And a chance to get where they're going to. Because we all deserve to get where we're going safely. And I know driving sometimes can be frustrating, but just keep in mind, we've got a lot of new people out there driving and we want it to be safe, right? And if you're not sure about your vehicle, how safe it is or isn't, great time right now, especially after the holiday, right? We had record people on the highways again for this last holiday we just come out of. And that's great to see. It's also very surprising, you know, kind of when you look at it, that gas prices, although they have crept down, they're still historically high. And but clearly people are going to make the effort, make the sacrifice to, you know, to get fuel, to go places, to go see family, to go spend a little time maybe at the beach or maybe go to the lake or go to some parks or go to family gatherings. Those are all really great things to do. And I'm just so glad to see that Americans are back on the road. But hopefully they're back on the road safely. And, you know, we've had a couple of years here. We've come through very challenging times. And the automotive industry, quite honestly, has done very well. I think, for the most part, has thrived. Because even though people drove much less there for at least the first year to 18 months of the pandemic, you know, people were still maintaining their car. And they actually have, because of, as we've talked many times here on the program, because of the shortage you know, of chips and the difficulty in building a car, that's now moved people to really, really just invest in the current vehicle they have. And we're seeing record expenditures, quite honestly, from folks because they truly see the value in their vehicle, which, it you know, you have to point to that. It's one of those things that looking at a Kelley Blue Book value, and I'm just picking them. There's several other online services that talk about the value of a vehicle. Although they are somewhat regional and somewhat current, typically within 2 to 4 weeks of average pricing, you got to look at what's the real value of your vehicle to you. You know, we frequently are talking to people and you know, they get the estimate for all the types of repairs and maintenance perhaps on their vehicle that may be necessary, maybe a little bit of it today and some of it moving forward, but that's to get a vehicle back up to really good condition. And you know, and the first thing they'll do is they'll look up the value of their car and then they'll respond to us with, well, gosh, that's like, you know, more than my car is worth. Well, I understand that. That's the monetary value, allegedly, if you took your car out and put it on the market. But it also still has to be safe. It has to be running. It has to be dependable. And so, you know, you got to think that through, quite honestly. And Americans, by and large, have come to a different perspective, which I find very interesting through all of this, that has gotten them to see their vehicles as very necessary to them and worth investing in. Because when people do that, what we see is we see the entire fleet of vehicles become more safe, more dependable, and more valuable in general. And quite honestly, to that point, used vehicles right now are still at their all-time highest value we've ever seen, we're approaching, 40% over what we saw in the market 6 to 12 months ago for the same vehicle. So repairing and maintaining your own vehicle that you have is honestly, for the most part, a really good idea. What got me thinking about this and wanting to talk about it a little bit was just a couple of different things, a couple situations we've had recently with customers' vehicles that we're in, and they're weighing the whether or not they should actually repair those vehicles, and so we're talking to them about it. But I started researching different articles, and it's really, really clear that when you look at what the current average sale price, and I remember having this conversation at the beginning of this year here on Auto Talk, that at that point in time, the average current new car transaction, I want to state that as a new car transaction, back at the beginning of the year, I think it was in January, was around $42,000. Now we're here, and this is coming out of out of August, it's at $45,000. So the average new car transaction, you go in, you buy one, whether they have it or not, and you purchase it, and you have to wait maybe 5 weeks or 6 months or whatever it is, the average is going to be $45,000. And that's what's driven the value of used cars through the roof. The shortage of new cars and the high cost of new cars. So your used car is worth more than it's ever been worth. And that's clearly why most folks are maintaining their vehicle to much better levels. That said, we used to have an average. It's called the 80-20 rule. And usually, 20% of the vehicles on the road were in really good condition. And I'm talking about used vehicles, not new vehicles here, but used vehicles that were of that population of vehicles 3 years or older. 20% of those vehicles were in good shape. The other 80% of them all had a lot of needed maintenance and or repairs to be done. And what we've seen now is we've seen a shift there, at least in the vehicles we service each and every day. And nationally, I'd love to know the number from other folks in our industry, but my gut would be that we've moved that needle maybe more to 30% of those vehicles are in better shape, and that's really something I'm happy to, if it's accurate, I'm very happy that's the case, because that's a sizable amount of vehicles that are safer now out there on the road. Notwithstanding, each and every day at our locations, and I'm sure if you're a tech or another owner of another shop around town and you can hear my voice, you still see vehicles every day that probably should get grounded, but they're not yet for a lot of reasons, and we understand all that. But what's going on as far as the value of your vehicle, whether you should get it checked, and why this time of year is so important, is just the points I wanted to share right now with everybody. So you are listening to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy. I'm the host, along with my wife, Jan, each and every Saturday right here on Auto Talk. Your Ask the Expert Weekend, which is all part of WHIO's long time running program series on Saturdays. And we're just really, really thrilled to be a part of that. Real quickly, I want to say thanks to two sponsors of Auto Talk. One of them is BG Products. We'll talk more about BG Products here during the program, but they are a tremendous longtime sponsor of Auto Talk, and we want to say thank you to them. If you want to learn more about BG Products, go to bgprod.com. And also, I want to say thank you to Mike's Car Wash. Mike's Car Wash, also a longtime sponsor of Auto Talk, from the beginning, actually, of our tenure with it, which is about 6 years. We want to say thank you to Mike's Car Wash. Check out Mike's Car Wash at mikescarwash.com. Folks, we're going to go into a really quick break. We'll be right back.
It's our Ask the Expert Weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert Weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Auto Talk. I'm Dave Murphy, your host today, along with my wife, Jan, and business partner. We, of course, have been the host of Auto Talk now for several years, almost, a little over six, to be quite honest, and always enjoying hanging out each and every Saturday at noon right here with you to talk about all things automotive. So just back from that break, I know as we were getting off of just wrapping up what I was chatting with you there about, had a lot to do about reminding everybody about, you know, school's back in session. Be careful out there. We got kids on the street. And kind of went on into what your vehicle's worth and why so many folks are repairing theirs now. It's truly the trend to repair it instead of replace it anymore, replacing a vehicle, meaning that. You know, new vehicle production is actually up. It is increasing. Our dealership counterparts that we work very, very closely with are still telling us that the manufacturers of vehicles are still telling them don't expect to see pre-pandemic levels of inventory back on your lots until now into 2024. They are seeing chips starting to flow back in. But what they're actually doing is they are, to get some inventory, they're very efficient, clearly, but some of the systems that they had planned to have as standard on vehicles that they can't source the chips for yet to operate, they're just basically leaving those vehicles, let them get out of the factory so they can get a vehicle into people's hands. They can sell a vehicle and they'll activate or install those systems at a later date. Which is just what they're having to do right now. But it's still, they're still dripping vehicles and they're not pouring in. And we don't expect, like I said, to see really great access to, you know, a plethora of new vehicles like they've always had on the showroom floor and in their lots until late 2023, I should say, or early 2024. And that's best guesses right now. So it's never been a better time than ever to maintain and fix the vehicles you have. And I just want to share with you the best thing you can do before you have anything repaired, anything changed, anything done, get your vehicle to someone, some service provider that does a very complete bumper to bumper, you know, nose to tail, thorough vehicle inspection done by professionals that are master certified, that follow a course, a plan as they go through that inspection. You know, some people do it as a courtesy. We do it as a courtesy at Murphy's Auto Care, so there's not a charge for it. And then we also have a much deeper dive inspection we're happy to do as a fee. But either way, it's done with tons of photographs being taken. It's all done live, real time. You get those photographs, you get those videos, you get the audios from the sounds and the things we hear, you get the test results. And also, most of all, you get this amazing introspective of really what's going on with your vehicle. And you'd be surprised how many folks learn a lot about it, learn there's things they need to be aware of, but also they get a lot of peace of mind because now they really know where they stand with their vehicle. And it starts with having a digital vehicle inspection performed. We recommend that it be done 3 times a year. We do it 3 times a year for our clients that have come into us for years, and we do it at no charge. Of course, if you're listening and you're one of our clients, you're very familiar with that and you know all about it. Can't recommend it highly enough. We'll talk more about it. If you have questions about it, check in with us. We got to run to a quick break again. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here with more Auto Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Auto Talk. You are listening to Auto Talk. I am Dave Murphy, your host right here today and each and every Saturday as well. And usually my wife Jan is riding along with me, and the two of us do this program together. We've been doing it for a little over 6 years, but I'm your lone ranger today on the program. Hey, if you'd like to reach me or Jan, you can contact us at murphysautocare.com. Go to the contact tab, leave a note for us. We'll be happy to respond. Or you can also email me directly at dave@murphysautocare.com. Happy to answer your questions. Just see what's on your mind, share your comments or whatever it is. And typically I share that here on the program as well with all the listeners. So we appreciate anybody's input and on that as well. So just before the break here at the bottom of the hour, I was just talking about the importance of a digital vehicle inspection, how beneficial it is, And I think if you were to speak to any of our longtime clients, we've been doing a digital vehicle inspection. We actually were the first automotive service provider in the Miami Valley to do it successfully and sustain it. We've been doing it now for a little over 10 years. I think it's actually coming up on 11. And it's been a game changer in the industry because of what it brings to, you know, the customer perspective and how well it helps build the relationship between automotive repairers and the owners of vehicles. If you've never had this, you know, probably if you've taken your vehicle in for service, maybe you've gone to any number of shops around any community. If they inspect your vehicle and say, hey, by the way, we're just going to do a courtesy inspection, you may get a sheet of paper back. I know car dealerships do this as well. They may hand you a sheet of paper at the checkout from the service advisor or the cashier that says, oh, by the way, we looked at your vehicle. This is what we saw. And we have a problem with that process. First of all, the piece of paper is typically the technician's notes or handwritten check marks. And sometimes it's difficult to read. It's typically and historically been done in columns of red, yellow, green, or flipped the other way, green, yellow, red. Green meaning these systems are in good shape or these things are good. Yellow means you may need to do something in the near future. And of course, red meant you need to do something about it now. The whole industry, you know, has been working on this process because, quite honestly, as an industry, you know, for years we were bad about sharing what we saw. We were forgetful. We have learned that a lot of people years ago just didn't want to hear it. Folks had this belief that, you know, mechanics were all out to get them and they were just, you know, manufacturing things that were wrong with their vehicle. That was kind of that old, if it ain't broke, don't fix it mentality. Or if it ain't broke, don't tell me about it, because if I don't know about it, it won't be broke, right? We all know that doesn't work. So we believe in total transparency at Murphy's Auto Care. That's why when we saw digital inspections 10, 11 years ago, we knew this was the right path to get on, because the way the process works, instead of that old piece of paper, then we used to use that piece of paper, but we actually used to talk to our customers about it before we worked on their car. And that's always been our premise. We want to share the information in advance. But with digital, each technician in the shop is using an iPad, and our guys are all using the latest mini iPads and Apple products. Yeah, that's a little plug for them, but they're very dependable and durable and just amazing tools for us to use in the shop. We have built collectively amongst us what we think is the best plan, best course to follow through any vehicle. And we can look at any vehicle. We're checking under the hood. We're checking the vehicle when it's mid-rise. So we're looking at wheels, tires. We're looking at suspension from that angle. We're raising the vehicle. We're looking at fluid leaks, exhaust leaks, conditions of chassis and body. We're putting it in the vehicle with us. We're taking a ride. We have diagnostic equipment on board. We're filming that. We're, you know, taking pictures of that. We're doing an alignment check on every vehicle. So we integrate that into the inspection as well. All of these things are happening consistently every car or truck vehicle. Every time we see one, when it comes in, regardless of what you bring your vehicle in for, we're going to do that inspection unless you tell us, no, thank you, we don't have time. But we highly recommend that you do have us do it, because typically it's, like I said earlier in the program today, it shows your vehicle, the photographs of your vehicle's components, parts, what's going on, things maybe you weren't aware of, but it also can help you with, give you a tremendous amount of peace of mind knowing what is good. We believe it's very important to show and share people with them what's really good about their vehicle. Because usually most of your vehicle is really good. That's not always a picture you get painted sometimes from folks that are servicing your vehicle. Heck, whether they're servicing your vehicle, your HVAC, your plumbing, whatever it is, right? Everybody's in for thinking it's bad news. There's a lot of good news, and people need to share that with you. And we just believe that that's really, you know, what you need to know, as well as what is wrong or what may cause conditions or concerns in the future, near or far. Because that's how you budget, right? I mean, if you know that your vehicle will need brakes in 90 days, but not today, isn't it a whole lot easier? And wouldn't you rather know that now? Isn't that a whole lot easier to go, okay, I better save And by the way, what do you think it could cost, right? Because we're happy to build an estimate at that time. We actually have your vehicle. We can see it. And then you know, and then you can schedule it in and it fits your budget and it doesn't screw up your schedule from, you know, all the other things you have to do in life. That's just how it should be done. And that all got started because of a digital vehicle inspection. So that's why we are such huge proponents of, hey, if you don't come to us, we get it. We understand. We may not be that convenient for you. We may not be in your neighborhood, but find somebody who does digital vehicle inspections and does them very thoroughly. And I'm going to just hit on that real quickly. There are people doing digital vehicle inspections and they take three or four pictures of your vehicle and they call it a day. And that's it. That's not a thorough, complete inspection of your vehicle. There are over 100 touch points on our inspection of things that we're going to look at. So potentially you could see between 30 and 100 photographs along with technician commentary when you have us do an inspection on your vehicle. It's that thorough. But we believe you deserve that. You're bringing your vehicle in for whatever it's for, and we know from our experience that most folks truly do want to know what's going on. So we're going to share it with you. So this is a point I make frequently. I speak about this actually to groups, you know, around town, because digital inspection in our industry, as I said earlier in my commentary here, is a game changer. And I'm still surprised as to how many shops don't offer it. It's a big expense for a shop, for a business, but let's put it this way, it's a big investment. I'd rather call it a big investment, one that I think pays dividends in customer relationship building. And that's what's so important, you know, to the business as well as to you, the car owner. I mean, I can't tell you, you know, we've been doing this a long time. I've been at the location we have in Beaver Creek since 1974. So I did say 1974. Yes, I've been there that long. So that tells you how many generations of families, vehicles that I have met, seen, worked on. And that is what brings us the greatest pleasure, folks, I have to tell you, is getting to know all these people, helping them with their families, their kids, their cars, and getting people home safely every day. That's our mission, and that's what we try to do. But the digital inspection is a huge part of it. So check it out. If you're not familiar with it, you can go online to murphysautocare.com. You'll see there is a blog about it. There's information. You'll see our technicians using the iPads. Better yet, just schedule a quick appointment to come in and talk to us, and we'll show you around and show you what it looks like, and do one on your vehicle so you get the experience and you understand what that's like. I mentioned earlier when we kicked off the program today that I wanted to do a little walk down, I'll call it memory lane, little history walk here. And I save a lot of stuff. I'm just kind of like that, right? And from the industry. So I came across a dealer magazine that I've subscribed to for years. It's called Automotive News. It's not available so much anymore. It's a digital format, I believe. But this is from January of 1995, okay? 1995. We started Murphy's Auto Care the year before in 1994. But I got this article. I saved it. It was significant to Jan and I because our youngest daughter, Sarah, was in it. Reynolds & Reynolds was a big sponsor of the magazine, or I should say a contributor to it. Reynolds & Reynolds, our daughter worked for them in an ad. She was, at that time, she was about 2.5, 3 years old. So she was a model in an ad they did in the magazine. So we saved it for that. But there's still some really cool articles and the headlines in it. One of the big ones was, it was called Amphibious Assault. Not really amphibious, but Chrysler and Ford launched their Big Fish, they called it, with Splash at the Detroit Auto Show in the spring of 1995. And their big fish for Chrysler was dominating the automotive market at that point in time, because they had, you know, they had come out with the Caravan, back in 85, 86, I can't even quite recall. So it was almost 10 years old. This was the second generation of it, I believe. Very rounded, had more features. It was really cool for minivans, right? If you had one. And little did they know, they changed the world, quite honestly, with the minivan. But they did, and front-wheel drive. So Lee Iacocca really turned that company around, I have to say. And also Ford was redesigning their Taurus, and was just getting rave reviews. Not to mention 1994, just the year. Of course, this was from 95 in January. But in 1994, record sales of vehicles. Actually, the light vehicle sales total for 1994 was 15.1 million vehicles. And of those, the top picks were light trucks. Ford reigned number one in the production of Ford light light trucks. They still do for the most part. General Motors, then Chevy trucks, GMC trucks, Chrysler Corporation, Dodge trucks. That's back when, before it was Ram. The Jeep Eagle division, that's been long gone. Jeep, Toyota, Saturn, also gone. Actually a good vehicle, quite honestly, in my opinion. Land Rover, Mazda, and Mitsubishi. Those were the top contenders for top sales. But in 1994, just a little over 15 million new vehicles sold and went into registration, I should say, in that year. If you look back, just before, let's see here, we're in 21. So like in 2017, 2018, we were reaching 17.5 million vehicles on the road each year being sold and registered. And that's just the new vehicles. The average age of vehicles has extended. We're roughly the average vehicle that's on the road right now is about 12 and a half years old. So every year it gets a little older. So, it's going to be really interesting to see when we get all these vehicles back in production and vehicles get back to where people can, buy one regularly, to see what really happens with all that. I don't know. My crystal ball is out at the shop right now for a tune-up, so I couldn't guess on what that's going to be. And no one should. And guessing, by the way, that is my segue into this section I wanted to talk real quickly about: estimate or guesstimate. What will it really cost to fix my X vehicle, right? I can't tell you. It's the number one question we get every day on almost all phone calls, on many, many, many visits from folks that wander in, because it's a natural question to ask, hey, what's it going to cost to do X on my car? What's it going to cost to fix that? And, I will say this, most of our clients have gotten used to, they know that we are not going to answer that. We're very polite about it, but we're not going to answer it until we look at it, investigate it, test it, and inspect it. We're going to talk more about that when we come back from this break. Don't go anywhere. We're still going to talk about estimating. Be back.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley Radio Station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
All right, everybody, welcome. Welcome back to Auto Talk. So glad you're still here with us this afternoon. Really have had a good hour here in the studio. And thank you for listening to Auto Talk so far. We really, really appreciate your listenership and your following us all these shows through all the years. I'm Dave Murphy, your host, along with my wife, Jan. If you don't know us, we're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care from Beaver Creek, Ohio. I am a over 40-year master certified automotive technician, along with our entire crew of 15 highly qualified, certified automotive professionals here serving you in Beaver Creek and in Centerville. If you're not familiar with us, check us out at murphysautocare.com. I promise you will be very satisfied with the service, your automotive service you receive from our company. Just before the break, I was just real briefly talking about something that happens all the time. Folks that are looking, of course, naturally for a price of what it's going to cost to repair their car. We started many years ago. Our belief is that if you don't bring us your vehicle, if we can't see your vehicle, if we can't see what's going on, it's impossible to estimate or quote an accurate price for the repairs that may be needed on your vehicle. I realize your vehicle may be at another service facility. They may have already done that work. They may have checked it and they've given you their opinion of what it will take to fix that vehicle. We will not, and nor should anyone ever give you a price over the phone without seeing your vehicle. It's impossible. So there's so many challenges, and it's just really setting you, the person, whoever that person is asking for the price, it's setting them up for probably disappointment in most cases, because we live in the automotive repair business world, which is the world of nothing is what you expect it to be until you actually get to it and see it. So it's always better off to get your vehicle there. I'm going to talk more about this subject in depth because there's a lot of pieces and parts to it, and truly people have different feelings. I'm going to talk more about it next week. You don't want to miss it, so we'll bring it back up then. But I wanted to say before I get off the air here today, one of the big things we do two times a year, right now we've got it running August, of course we're through August, but now in September, is our Shock and Strut promotion. This is a huge opportunity to save hundreds of dollars to get your car safe and to save your tires and keep your car riding very safely, riding smoothly. We're using KYB products, their original equipment manufactured shocks and struts. Here's the deal, you buy one, you get the second one at half price. Typically your vehicle will have four on there, so it's a huge savings. Check us out at murphysautocare.com. If you're not sure if your vehicle needs shocks and struts, it's simple. If it's got more than 50,000 miles on it, those shocks and struts have now exceeded their service life expectancy on most cars and trucks. Just check it out. Stop by our shop. We're happy to look at it. There's no charge for us to look at it. Go for a test drive. Do a real quick check for you. But until the end of September, you have an opportunity to save hundreds of dollars to have the shocks and struts replaced on your vehicle. And folks, it will be something you can notice the improvement. It's well worth it, and I wanted to mention that. I also want to say thank you again to BG Products. They're the professional's choice in lubricants and vehicle cleaning products. We use them each and every day. Thank you for sponsoring Auto Talk. And most of all, thank you to Mike's Car Wash for sponsoring Auto Talk. Check it out. Right now, they've got tremendous savings. Go to mikescarwash.com. Four great locations in Miami Valley, and they are a fantastic sponsor. Folks, I'm out of time. Have a safe weekend, a great weekend. Enjoy your family. Murphy's Auto Care, we're here for you Monday through Friday, Beaver Creek and Centerville. Come see us, but most of all, stay tuned to Auto Talk each and every Saturday right here on WHIO at noon. Have a great weekend.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.